I know preseason wins mean absolutely nothing in the standings. Is it important, or in your philosophy, is it important to start having success at this time, wins-wise, in order to set your team right for the start of the season?
More concerned about how we look, how we play, right? So the last three games now, right from day one as a schedule, is going to be a more veteran group. So we're looking to look more like the way we should in these last three games.
Are you expecting more from your fourth line this year as far as the amount of time that you use them, points?
I guess the best answer I give you is we'll see, right? So we like what we're seeing with some of the options that we have. We think quite a bit different than last year. We can make that fourth line look a lot different by moving people in and out. We have, you know, a couple of real big physical men in Peluso and Thorburn. We've got a very aggressive young forward in Lipon and you've got Patan who's got a completely different set of skills that he can employ. So we can move a person in and out. Rafel's a big man that has hands as well. We can move people in and out on that fourth line and really change the way it looks. The ice time that I can allot to them, we'll see how their performance is.
I know you like moving guys around, so do you feel like you have more options this year than you had last year?
Well, we have more options, and we also have more unknowns. So, you know, in the lineup that we'll put together tonight, we've got one line that's played together, the Stafford, Shifley, Wheeler, and that wasn't a line for a year. They kind of came after the trade, and then we moved guys around, and we settled on them in the last 6 weeks of the season. So there's going to be experimentation is not the right word. We're almost past looking and asking the question, what does the individual do? And now we're looking, what does that make the line good at? So, and then when we assess what they're good at, how do we employ them against the other team? Can they take that shutdown role, or do we have to play them only against certain kinds of players? So now it's how the groupings come together before, and then we can assess it that way.
Paul, what do you need to see from Paul Postma over the course of this next week here?
It's been tough for him. He came in and tested very well, so he did some good work in the summer. We've got nine guys. They all deserve an opportunity to play in games. We want to see him push for that spot, right? Because we've talked about moving a right defenseman to the left. So, and we're still, I would hope, you know, very gun-shy about the number of defensemen we seem to need to get through an NHL season. So I want him to come back in here tonight and look healed and give himself the chance to look the way we thought he would at the start of camp based on his testing.
Obviously, too, he's battling back from that injury, but how do you bottle up that, you know, the game against Tampa? That's probably the template that you would like to see is his every day. How do you get that bottled up that he can do that on a more consistent basis?
So we talked about the good things in that game, what it is that made that game special for him. But he also had a stretch at the start of the year where he was very, very good as well. And then right around the time some of the injuries started to take hold, his game slid. Some new guys came in. He got hurt and couldn't get back in there while he was healthy just because, you know, Benny came up and did such a great job. And then we moved Buck, who's a righty, to the back. Eventually, Tyler comes. There's another righty. So he's dealing with the injuries. We were battling and winning games, so he had a very difficult time getting in. So it's been a challenge for him, for sure. I'm still looking at that group as a group of nine guys. I'm not trying to cull one yet.
Paul, how's the head coach's job, his day-to-day activities changed starting yesterday and with today's game? In the context of the camp.
Yeah, after the conversation, you don't have to get up at 5 anymore because your first day session is not at 9. It's 3 hours later. So, and now, we can get back. We have a certain level and a standard that for practice, for awareness, for intensity. You can hold those players to that standard now. When you have 54 guys, there's almost 30 of them I'm not barking at. You know, I'm going to go over and say, hey, you got to keep your feet moving. These are the things we're trying to accomplish in this drill. So you're kinder, but you're teaching more. And now you come back into the room. We worked hard at establishing routines last year of what every day looked like. And then you just fall right back into those routines. And you have more energy. I mean, two-a-days or just the amount of time you spend on paperwork, making sure that you have every 50, you know, all 54 names accounted for every sheet that you do when we move groups around and we had injuries, it's just a lot easier to manage.
Putting Burmistroff up with Ladd and Little, is that wanting to see him there or feeling that's where his skill set could work best, or is that a byproduct of other lines and wanting to get him in? Which one?
It would be all things that you just mentioned. We wanted to take a look at Little, Ladd, and Lowry, but that look was practiced for a day and it never transpired. So I had my lines that I thought might shake out going into camp, and one of them had Burmistroff on there. Little and Ladd come back in. Wanted to give Lowry a little more time with his two wingers, and now we put him in a hole that's different than the hole they would have played in previously, so you're going to get a better assessment of who they're playing against. Wanted to see him on the wing, but it was a function of all those things.
And what is it that you feel kind of skill set wise Burmistroff can either add or that they can bring out?
So he's more than one style of player. He has good defensive acumen. He's got a good stick defensively. He can read the play pretty well. Players that come out of the KHL in certain organizations, because the rink is very big over there, they play a defense-first game, believe it or not. When they touch the puck, it's a whole different animal. It's all offense. But because of the way they play defense, most of those guys understand the defensive game. Like when you hear about a player coming from over there, it's usually turnovers that you don't like. But positionally, they're all pretty solid and sound. We also think he has a skill set that can help that line generate offense. So I've used Little and Ladd in that dual role. They play against the other team's best, and if I couldn't get them out there on the road, Scheife went. So there has to be two pieces to it. So they need to, you know, their goal is to be slightly better than even every night. You know, they're going to be even some nights. We need them plus one, plus two some nights against the other team's best. He has to be able to fit into that and help those other two guys do that.
You talked about unknowns. Is that any different than any other year, or is that what you expect coming out of a camp?
Well, we're inserting more unknowns. That's not right, the word. We're certain we know what they do individually, how they work with the other group. I mean, in tonight's group, you've got four players in there in the 12 forwards that didn't play in the National Hockey League last year. That's a big number. We're also pretty excited if we can get what we think we can need to get out of them, that we can be a more skilled hockey team. We just have to make sure that we're just as tough and hard to play against and scratch and claw and have that great battle back from adversity that we showed last year. But there is more skill on the ice today, right now, in our forward group. But four of them haven't had an opportunity to show that in a regular season NHL game.